Welcome to the No Spin News, Thursday, October 17th, 2019. Fight for your freedom. When I say fight for your freedom, I mean that literally, because we're at a crossroads in America, and the next election, presidential election, is going to mean a lot for you personally and your family and, you know, the legacy that you leave your children and grandchildren. Because there is a struggle now about how to run the country in the sense of fundamentals. It used to be, well, the Democrats wanted a bigger government and the Republicans wanted smaller government. Now it's the Democrats want a different kind of government, a much more powerful centralized apparatus that will dictate pretty much what we all get and what we all do. Republicans don't want any part of that. And that's what the next election will be all about. It's going to be overshadowed by personalities. Obviously, we got Donald Trump, probably the strongest presidential personality since Teddy Roosevelt. And then we don't know who's going to run against him. So the future of the country comes down to you and people voting. All right, do I want to blow it all up, as the Democrats do, or do I want to refine it, make it better in the traditional system as the Republicans do? That's what it's about, all right? And 20 years ago, well, it was 23 years ago when I started this analysis on a national level, wasn't close to that. So as I said, I could entertain other views of politics from both parties, but I don't want to blow the United States of America up. I don't think that's a smart thing to do. I don't want a revolution like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. All right, let's get into it specifically. It all comes down to money. That's what this is all about, cash. All right, so the Democrats are going to say, give us your vote and give us enormous power, and we're going to make your life better financially. And I'll go through the whole thing. 9% of us live in poverty. 9%. The metric there is if you're a family of four earning less than $25,000, you're poor. You don't pay any federal income tax at all. You pay Social Security, but you don't pay any income tax. If you're an individual and you're earning less than $12,000, you're poor. Now, it's pretty hard not to earn $12,000. $1,000 a month, $250 a week. That's pretty hard not to earn that. And I'll tell you why. In 2008, the recession year, all right, the poverty rate was 13.2%. So it's come down substantially. The reason it's come down is that Donald Trump has allowed corporations to pay a lower tax rate. Therefore, the corporations have expanded. So they're making money. They're doing well. And they've expanded and hired more people, and that drives wages up because there's more competition for jobs, basic economics. But say you are a poor person, all right? Here's the study that was done. This is U.S. Census. 98% of the poor people in America have a TV, a nice TV, all right? 81% have a microwave oven. 80% have air conditioning. I didn't have air conditioning growing up. 65% have a DVD or Blu-ray player. 63% have cable or satellite TV. And on and on and on and on. I don't have car numbers here, but I wanted to get the car numbers. I'll have that for you next week. So the typical poor American has more living space than the average middle-class European. Doesn't sound like we're doing all that bad. Now, I feel bad for the 9% who are poor because you're powerless if you're poor. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Yesterday, Donald Trump convenes a meeting in the White House with Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, the Democrats, to talk about Syria. Okay? Meeting blows up. Of course it's going to blow up. They hate each other. They're not going to cooperate with each other. Why the president even bothered, I don't know. Here's Pelosi. Go.
Most importantly, asking the president what his plan was to fight ISIS now that he had disrupted what was going on in Syria. He couldn't handle it. He just couldn't handle it. But 2-1, the Republicans voted to oppose what he was doing in Syria. He just couldn't handle it, so he kind of engaged in a meltdown.
I had a meltdown. It's true what she said, that the House voted 354 to 60, all right, to oppose a measure where President Trump is withdrawing troops from northern Syria. That's true. And I said, this is not the right time for that. You'll remember. Now, did President Trump melt down? Not according to the Republicans who are at the meeting. So, of course, Trump tweets this. Go. Quote, Nancy Pelosi needs help fast. There's either something wrong with her upstairs, or she just plain doesn't like our great country. She had a total meltdown in the White House today. Very sad to watch. Pray for her. She's a very sick person. Unquote. This is, why are we doing this? To both of you, the House, Speaker of the House, and the President of the United States. Why? Okay, you don't like the policy? Fine. Nobody's melting down. This is insane. It's just destructive. Stop it. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.
Okay, here's a final thought of the day. Pope Francis, I like him. I have watched him close in person. I think he's very kind. Kind man. Very left-wing. Very left-wing. Nothing wrong with that if you're doing good stuff. Now, the Pope gets into everything. Food. Here's what he says. Full screen, quote. It is cruel, unjust, and paradoxical reality that today there is food for everyone, yet not everyone has access to it. And that in some areas of the world, food is wasted, discarded, and consumed in excess. Unquote. So the Pope is saying, don't overeat. Gluttony is one of the seven sins. I don't make value judgments. Everybody's physiology is different. I don't say to anybody, hey, you're eating too much. No, if you get drunk and stoned, I'll say, hey, that might not be a good thing. But food, I don't know. There is in the world a industry that produces food, and the Pope doesn't like it. He goes on to say, the battle against hunger and malnutrition will not end as long as the logic of the market prevails and profit is sought at any cost, with the result that food is relegated to a mere commercial product subject to financial speculation with little regard for its cultural, social, and indeed symbolic importance. Okay, I would like to see food manufacturers set aside maybe 15% of their product for charitable purposes. I think that would be a tremendous thing all over the country. And you get a tax write-off for doing it. So therefore, we could wipe out any food, what do they call it? There's a word for it now. We could wipe that out here. Worldwide, tough. Tough to get food into Africa. I mean, you go in there with a truck, you're going to get held up. Tough to get the food in certain areas of Asia. It's hard. Pope's right. He's always essentially right. Food is a necessity to live. It can be abused like any other necessity. And we should, those of us who are healthy and have assets, try to help in this food distribution. Pope Francis. Have a great weekend. I'll be checking in as always. And we'll see you again soon.